917KXT, my name's Jeannie Mascoro, and it's a big honor to talk with Britt Daniel of Spoon. It's an even bigger honor to finally meet somebody else with a Temple connection other than Rip Torn.
So did you grow up in Temple?
Yeah, I was actually born there at good old Scott and White.
Oh, wow. I've spent a lot of time at Scott and White because both my parents worked there at one time or another.
I saw that Skellington was the name of your first band, and that made me wonder if you were a big Julian Cope fan by any chance.
Yeah, that's exactly where I got the name, yeah. Skellington, the record had just come out, and had just come out right before I started that band.
And you've got some deep Dallas roots too, right?
Yeah, my dad lives up there, and I have an aunt up there, a couple aunts up there. So yeah, and my mom was raised there, so I know all about Dallas.
Growing up in Temple, how were you turned on to all this music?
Well, it wasn't easy. I mean, some of it was just from tapes that friends would share. The main outlets was like 120 minutes on MTV on Sunday nights. And then, if you could pick up KLBJ and listen to their Sunday night show where they would play new music. But, there were big swaths of great music that I missed. It wasn't until I got to college that I'd heard of Wire The Velvet Underground is something that I didn't really know about till much later, you know. I didn't know that Lou Reed was in the Velvet Underground. It took me a while to figure that out.
Well, I know you're a fan of the girl groups, and I was wondering if you had any dream collaborations, like if Mary Weiss of the Shangri-Las were to come calling.
Sure, I could try that, yeah. That sounds like fun. But dream collaborations, I don't know. It'd be cool to work with Prince, right? I don't know if he does that, but...
Prince and Spoon, absolutely. That seems like the perfect pairing.
Yeah, he's good. We actually did get to record a song with Ray Davies. That was sort of a dream collaboration.
You got to work with Ray Davies, really? I don't mean to sound like such a fangirl, but yeah, big, big Kinks fan here.
Yeah, it came out on... He put out a record called See My Friends... that where he and a lot of different bands or artists did songs from his catalog, you know, so either Kink songs or songs from his solo albums, and ours made it on there, yeah.
Well, They Want My Soul has to be one of the most fabulous album titles of 2014.
I'm glad you like it.
What inspired that?
There was there's a song called They Want My Soul on the record, and that was... I don't remember where that came from, but it was... I just remember thinking it was a kind of a wicked song title, kind of spooky, and it reminded me of slightly vaguely threatening song titles that I would get into when I was in high school. Like there'd be Suicidal Tendencies songs or Misfits songs. Then the Misfits even have a song called They Want My Soul, or I Want Your Soul. I Want Your Soul is what it's called. It just kind of reminded me of that kind of vibe. And so it was sitting there, and eventually I was working on some song where it fit.
Well, I know we're a public radio station, but I wanted to say congratulations on your first number one in commercial radio with Do You.
Yeah, I just heard that, yeah.
Well, Do You is this really great radio track. It has this really wonderful sense of 60s and sexy and sassy, and it's also one of the songs you recorded for us.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and hear that. Here's Spoon, and Do You, recorded for KXT.
So Someone do something about the sea. Cause it's late in October and tossed to mountain in the street. You tiptoe through ages but lose yourself, flipping back pages, unbuckling belts.
KXT. My name's Jeannie Mascoro. My conversation with Britt Daniel. Really nice version of Do You. Nice live studio version of that track. Now, this next song you recorded for us, Inside Out, has its roots in Dr. Dre, right?
Yeah, it does. I mean, that was a song that was, it was just a piano song, just me playing quarter notes on the piano and singing on top of it, which, and it was good, but it was, it was not, it was very basic, and it was sort of singer-songwritery, and I looked at what the BPM was, and I noticed that it was something like 90 BPM, which is different for us, and 90 BPM is sort of like a hip-hop pace, you know, and I had been listening to this Dr. Dre record, 2001, constantly for months at this point, and I just... You know, I said to the band, maybe we could try this one like Dr. Dre. It was just sort of a vague idea I had. And the first time we tried it, it worked real well.
Excellent. Well, let's go ahead and listen to that track. Here's Spoon, live studio version of Inside Out. You're on 91.7 KXT. Anyone7KXT, my name's Jeannie Mascoro. This is my conversation with Britt Daniel of Spoon. That was a really awesome live studio version of Inside Out, taken from the brand new album They Want My Soul. Now, Britt, I'd also read that another song on the album, Rent I Pay, was taken from a Toots and the Maytals bass line.
Yeah, you've done your research. There was a 6/8 version of the song, a sort of a waltz version of the song, and the very first kernel of the genesis of that version of the song was a Toots and the Maytals bass line, and then I started singing on top of it, and that was how the song was for a while. And Spoon tried it like that. It was pretty good, but we put it aside, and then later I came back to it and I said, hey, these chords are good, these syllables are good, the words are pretty good, just got to change the beat, you know. And so then we made it a 4/4 song, sort of more like a rock and roll, you know, like a slow, like an AC/DC style sort of heavy slow rock song, you know. And that's how it seemed to work. It was a lot more powerful that way. And then by then there was no Toots and the Maytals bass line at all, you know, but that was the very first, that's where it came from. It's amazing to me sometimes how far songs have to go to get to where they need to be, you know.
We'll go ahead and play that one. Here's Spoon, nice live studio version of Rent I Pay on 91.7 KXT. KXT, a really sweet version of Rent I Pay from Spoon. Nice live studio version recorded for KXT. My name's Jeannie. I'm talking with Britt Daniel of Spoon. Now, Britt, you have a brand new fifth member, Alex Fischel, who also played with you in the Divine Fits.
Yeah, he was in that band, and there's this thing where on the last Spoon tour, we were always playing with, well, not always, but almost always. Anytime we could, we were playing with a fifth guy, kind of like just bringing an extra person up on stage to play percussion or play an extra instrument or sing with me or whatever. We just kind of found ourselves doing that more and more. And so this time when we got back together, I said, well, why don't we just make, you know, get a fifth guy and just make it a permanent thing, you know? And I happened to know a dude who'd be really good at this.
Well, here in public radio, we love Spoon, if you haven't already noticed. And I was wondering if you personally were a big fan of your local public radio stations.
Yeah, well, KUTX in Austin is fantastic. It's, I don't know if you've ever gotten a chance to listen to that one. But yeah, and I'm often in LA, and KCRW is a great one out there. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's essential. It's essential to the radio spectrum.
Well, thank you for giving us so much great material to work with.
Oh, thank you.
So when are you all coming back to Dallas?
Yeah, we're working on it. Because, as I say, I have a lot of family there, and that I'm always getting hit up. Like, why aren't you doing a show in Texas? You're doing a show in Austin. Why aren't you doing a show? You're doing a tour that ends in Tulsa. Why aren't you in Dallas? And so, yeah, I do need to figure that out. I'm pretty sure we're going to have something to announce soon.
Well, Daniel, thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.